My name is, my government names are Ikuforiji Abdurrahman Olaitan, but my artist name is Oxlade. I was born into a musically inclined family, lost my mom when I was 3, so I moved to my grandma's side. She happens to be a deaconess, and all her kids were musicians somewhat. They could play instruments, some could sing, some could dance, you know, so I was really born into a musical environment and I had no choice than to blend in.
Okay. Yeah. Do you have siblings?
Yeah.
How many siblings do you have?
I have just one younger brother.
Oh, wow. Okay. And now, growing up in Nigeria as a young artist, actually, like I was saying, we were talking about you falling in love with music and you had a song. What song mostly influenced you as a child or the song that you enjoyed singing growing up?
Be Magnified by Don Moen. It was the earliest song I could sing. Yeah.
Why that song? For people that do not know.
Because it was the song they always sang till I could sing. Yeah, so it was like muscle memory for me.
Yeah. And you mentioned that you could sing it before you could talk.
Yeah, I could sing before I could talk. I could hit keys before I could talk.
Okay. And music. So you grow up, and how did it tie into what you're doing now? When did you start taking music seriously or professionally?
After I dropped out from university. Yeah, I dropped out of my finals. I was done. Like, I was done living somebody else's dream. You know, the family always has expectations for you, disregarding your own expectations. And, you know, I was like, I'm done being unhappy, and I decided to follow my joy.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you mean following someone's journey or someone's dream? Whose dream was it that you were studying?
No, it's the family generally, like, you know, they don't want another artist. They don't want another musician. They wanted someone, something different. But it's my calling. I can't help it. You know, I did it for a bit. But once I found out that I was losing myself, I had to go find myself, which was in the music.
Okay. And how old are you now? And how old were you when you started in the music scene?
I'll be 28 next week, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
Next week. Yeah. What are we doing for your birthday?
I'll be in Cape Town.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I've been making music, actually.
That's nice.
Yeah.
But when did you start? How old were you then?
Professionally, 19.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been over a decade, in a way.
Immediately, I came of age. Immediately, I could say no. Immediately, I was mature enough to run away from the house. I had to.
Okay. Mm. And your journey so far? How would you best describe it from the minute your teething moments or teething years in the industry, music industry, specifically Nigeria, right, into now breaking through into our market, South Africa, and obviously globally? How would you best describe that journey?
In one word, destiny. Yeah, because it was bound to happen. I feel like God wouldn't put me in a place He wouldn't want me to flourish. So it's like I'm just living His will and my dreams. Yeah.
And life, how is life like for a musician, a Nigerian musician? And I want you to paint that with a real picture.
Yeah.
From getting your name known, because I'm not familiar that much with how the Nigerian industry is like. Mm-hmm. Do you start by just being big and, you know, sustain relevancy? Or is it like SA? With SA, you have to keep bringing, it's hit after hit, you know. You're only as best as your last hit.
Mm-hmm.
Is it the same with Nigeria? So I just want to know, paint a picture
It's way worse in Nigeria. The competition is scarier. It's like, every day I keep checking my Instagram and I see a bunch of talents that I know deep down in my mind are way better than me. And they just need opportunity. They just need the platform. And those type of people make me always sit up and make sure I improve on myself and get better. In Nigeria, for you to make it is by hard work, consistency, a little bit of luck, and grace. So you have to be at the right place at the right time, associate yourself with the right people, and like you said, your last hit is your best one. And you have to keep pumping more fire. It's crazy. It's tough, but I mean, that's what built me and raised and trained me to become as tenacious as I am right now. Yeah.
And who was most influential, not necessarily influential, but an artist that in a way, from Nigeria, helped you through it, or maybe was there to mentor you or to help you navigate yourself within the industry?
It was a jungle out there, you know.
It's a jungle.
Yeah, it's a jungle out there. So it's not like you could just go meet a big artist and say, please mentor me. No. You just learn from their actions and their moves. And the artist that actually inspired me to go into music professionally is a guy called Wande Cole. Wande Cole is the greatest vocalists that I've ever heard come out of Nigeria. And, you know, I heard a style of music and I was like, damn, like, they're actually singers in this country. And I can actually do what I want to do. Because, you know, the peer pressure of trying to make bangers might make you want to deviate just to please the people. But I want to sing. I can sing. That's my that's my strength. That's my forte. And people like Wanico made me believe that I could actually go for what I wanted to go for and still excel.
Where is he today?
He's killing it.
Really?
He's a legend in Nigeria. Okay, yeah.
Okay. I'm not familiar with Nigerian music, but after this chat,
I get it.
I'm going to have a lot of Nigerian. Is it fair to say it's Afrobeat only? Yeah. The only genre you guys have?
No, we have multiple genres.
Please educate me. What other genres do you guys have?
Any genre you can name. Any genre you can think of. Hip hop, grime. Trust me, there's nothing that. There's nothing Nigerians don't do. There's nothing Nigerians don't do. I promise you. And you know, I don't like the fact that they're always trying to bracket everything under Afrobeats, because some people do soul music, some people do jazz music. So I see Afrobeats as a concept that it's an umbrella to every type of African blended sound. You understand? It's like there's Afro R&B, there's Afro pop, there's Afro house. You know, there's Afro. As long as you're an African and you're making music and you use African slangs, regardless of the genre, that's how I view Afrobeats. So it's not like Afrobeats has just one sound. It's a diversity. It's a cocktail of different genres.
I like that. Didn't know that, but like, not that I didn't know that. I'm glad that you switched something and now I see it. Let's the third last question for you, right? Tapping into this global market, how does that make you feel? When did you realize that, yeah, now I think I'm a big deal? I can come to South Africa and, you know, travel the world and perform where, like, many places. Tapping into the market, how was that like? Or how is that like?
It was never like a boom moment that I just realized I thought I was a big deal. It was every single win.
Okay.
That made me realize I was on the right path. Every little win, every big win, every mistake, every failure, every lesson are the reasons why I am who I am today. So it's not like one day God just came to say, okay, it's your time. And you know, I had to make some mistakes along the way, and that really helped me grow to a certain level. But I would give you some events. For example, I performed the Usher in Ghana 2022.
I remember.
Also, 2023, I performed at Wizkid at Accor Arena. It was amazing. Performed at Wizkid at the O2 also. Wiz has always been putting me on, actually. I toured 40 cities last year.
Okay.
Yeah, around the world. Mm. And, you know, that was also a milestone. That's why I say every win, every good and bad side makes me know, okay, I'm doing it right. Okay, I have to go back to the drawing board. Mm. It's an actual process, and I'm living in it. I'm enjoying it.
Yeah. Success. Are you basking in your success now that you've worked so long and so hard? Knowing, I mean, the names that you just dropped now. Yeah. Big names.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm grateful for my success, but I'm hungry for more. Yeah, I feel like there's more heights I can attain. There's more mountains I can climb.
What do they look like? What are those heights? Those goals? What do you hope to achieve one day?
I'm trying to be as big as Michael Jackson.
What?
Yeah.
Why Michael Jackson?
That's the pinnacle of greatness for me. If you want to define the greatest artist to ever do it, or the definition of the greatest musician to ever do it, the greatest entertainer to ever do it, you have to know we didn't have social media when Michael Jackson was in his prime and he was still as big as Coca-Cola.
True. Everywhere.
It was still as popular as the name Jesus Christ.
Okay.
So it's like, you know, if Michael can do it, I have a portrait of Michael on my chest, a tattoo inked. So every time I wake up and I see myself and I see him and I remember, okay, this guy doesn't have two heads. He did it. I can do it too.
Yeah, you see the man in the mirror.
Yeah. Impossible is nothing for me. Yeah.
I don't say second, I say third last question, but I have a little question I want to squeeze in. I'm sorry.
I got you.
Before I ask you, my last question is, what can we expect like this for this year? But my second last question is, because we have for the past three, in recent years, right, Africa has been sort of united in terms of music, on the music front. Mm-hmm. How does that make you feel, being able to have music, African music, as the go-to music for mostly all countries, and you are those artists that are picked on a playlist?
It's a blessing, man, like, to be in this generation, in this era, in this time where African music is getting the mainstream recognition it deserved, you know, way beyond, like, even now, before we even existed. I feel like people like Mafik Izolo, people like Two-Face, people like D'Banj, you have to also give those people their flowers, because they paved the way for people like us to be able to thrive. So it's a generational movement. Even though we think this is our peak, I think there's more peak up there for us to achieve. And yeah, I'm loving the moment. I'm optimistic to more greatness, you know. And I'm sure I'm not the only one, you know, making Africa proud. I think the entire Africa creatives are actually holding it down, and I'm just one of them, dropping my own contribution the best way I can.
Nice. Next week you're recording, no, you're celebrating your birthday and recording music, right? Anyone that you're recording with from SA? I know it might not be something that you want to confirm.
Exactly.
Or maybe any names you'd like to work with, at least, in SA, from SA?
Is Java?
Oh, he's a friend of mine. Yay, yeah, nice. Yeah. Okay. I see it.
Ngempela is like top three, one of my favorite songs of all time. Something Soweto. Yeah.
Impressive.
Yeah, but I was put onto some R&B artists today that I have to go check out.
Shekinah.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, Shekinah. Ooh. And they also sent me some Instagram of like some that they said don't have numbers, which I don't care about. I feel like it's what you have inside you that really matters. I'm as much as I'm making music, I'm also soaking music into my soul. Mm. So like I'm learning and I'm enjoying the music I'm making also in South Africa.
I love it. Love it. What can we expect from you in 2025? The year's still long, hey? I know we're 3-4 months in, but the year's still long.
My sophomore album drops this year. It's an R&B album. Mm. It's titled Ox and B. Mm-hmm. That's my forte. That's my strength. Like, that's the genre that actually birthed my sound. And I feel like after giving them my debut album last year, Oxlade from Africa, and touring the world with it, now I'm coming to show them like where this sound came from, like where, you know, my strength basically as of now. You know, doesn't mean I'm not going to move into other genres, but like that's how I do my albums. I do my albums with the genres, with intentional styles of music, not just, I don't do playlists, I do body of works. So yeah, basically that's what I'm working on right now.
All right. We can't wait to see what else. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having
me. Thank you.